This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Chime, a little bit of breaking news for Derek the Steelers fan, wherever he is this morning, according to Adam Schefter, at least, I guess.
Yeah, according to Adam Schefter, Aaron Rodgers now is officially an option at quarterback in Pittsburgh. So they are exploring that.
They are talking.
Correct.
They are talking. They are whispering.
Well, you're going to need a quarterback in Pittsburgh.
You do need a quarterback. Yeah. Yes.
Steelers love those old guys.
You do need a quarterback. So, all right.
Wouldn't that be the ultimate test of the Mike Tomlin, I can handle any drama, though?
Yes.
Like Aaron Rodgers and George Pickens on the same football team?
Yeah, I would assume that Aaron Rodgers, like, the issue is that he doesn't have respect for a lot of people, I think, in that role.
Yep.
So, I would assume that he would go in there like at least having some respect for Mike Tomlin
initially,
who's done it for initially.
So initially would have that respect, and then you got a talented defense. You obviously, if you keep George Pickens, you have a very talented offense.
Yep.
So you're going into a situation where it's no longer what's around you; it's about what you do, because you have plenty around you.
Greg, real quick, we actually have some legitimate breaking news.
Okay. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program.
This is breaking news. Breaking news on WEEI is presented by the BetMGM Network. For all your betting needs, check out the newly rebranded BetMGM Network on the Odyssey app or locally on WEEI AM 850.
Small fingies crossed over here, Shine.
Well, Greg, the New England Patriots have agreed to a trade.
Oh, yes.
They are sending Devon Godshaw to the New Orleans Saints in exchange for a 2026 seventh round pick.
Is that really breaking news?
I mean, the Patriots made a trade.
I mean, do we need a breaking news sounder for that?
That was not it, Sean.
I mean, the Patriots made a trade, right? Isn't that what we are asking for them to do?
Trade in somebody.
Yeah.
Well, sorry, my fault.
This team is going to be great in 2028. I mean, just think about that. I mean, that is great news.
Yeah.
It's a real good seventh round pick you got for Devon Godshaw.
Elliot Wolf collecting those picks, stockpiling them, baby. Okay.
No. Import, export.
Yeah.
We want to be like Art Vandelay. We want to be We want to be imported.
Good reference, Wiggy. Yes. Great reference. All right. Hello and good morning to those that are watching this show, either on Twitch or on YouTube. And thank you to our new partner who is presenting this show every day on Twitch, Springer's Jewelers. They are in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire, family-owned for over 150 years. And this week, they will service your broken jewelry at a 15% discount.
Ooh.
So that the Courtney, you probably
do they sell jewelry?
Yes, they do. Would you like?
Could
to
be good for you.
I could.
Okay.
I mean, I am. I don't know that I need anything currently right now. But
or Wiggy, you've got a wedding coming up.
That is true. Yeah. So that offer ends Saturday at 6. Visit SpringersJewelers.com, and we thank them for keeping the lights on when it comes to the Twitch feed.
Curtis just texted our group chat. He's clearly listening this morning. Thank you, Curtis. What? He said, Shime, you ruined my bleeping morning.
Yeah, it ruined all of our mornings.
Yeah. But the Patriots made a move. That's breaking news.
Yeah. Okay. I guess.
All right, we will get to Courtney in today's news coming up at 7:45, including, you know what's a dangerous life to be in? The life of the human cannonball.
Oh, wow.
Very, very dangerous life to be living, and an unfortunate incident involving a human cannonball in California.
Yeah,
and we'll get to that and the rest of the news coming up. But right now, this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, where do you want to begin this morning, Shime?
Yeah, Greg, let's begin with your Boston Bruins. They've been a hot topic this morning and all weekend, to be completely honest. And one guy that's still with the Boston Bruins, shockingly enough, is David Pastrnak. He had a bit of a sad after the game this weekend. Here was David Pastrnak on the departure of all his friends.
It's been very tough, emotional, sad. Like I said, 12 to 24 hours, obviously. You know, a lot of stuff happened. This group, you know, I lost personally three really close friends, and it's a very tough pill to swallow. And obviously, not only we lost big leaders in this team, but you know, great human beings, guys with the families that I was really close to, and you know, been here since day one with them. So yeah, it was a really tough day yesterday.
Mm-hmm. I wonder who his three friends were he was talking about. Carlo.
Charlie Coyle. Coyle.
Frederick.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot there was another guy they did treat.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? He is certainly a guy that you can build around.
Yeah.
And you got him locked down. So if you're a glasses half full person, you got David Pastrnak locked down for the next, what is it, 6 years left on that deal? 7 years, something like that?
He's awesome.
It was a long deal.
But remember, we're in Boston, and we're talking about Bruins fans.
Uh-huh.
Are you really a glasses half full or half full or half empty? Because it's now you got a great player on a crappy team. I mean, we've seen that before in the NHL.
Yeah, it's rebuilding.
Yes, we have.
But yeah, in the NHL, though, it seems like it takes a lot longer to rebuild.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. This is Andy from Hudson. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, Greg. How are you, brother?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Hey, just a quick shout-out to my stepson going to Quinsigamond College. I just, 2 points. To Wiggy on Marshy being worth $4 million, if Frederick's worth 2.6 for 7 goals, Marshy with 21 certainly should be worth 4.
Yeah.
But the biggest problem I had with Sweeney's thing is we're not getting a pick, that second-round pick, like you said, which is paltry at best. One NHL analyst said it was the least imaginable amount that you would get for Brad Marchand. Isn't his leadership worth keeping if you're not getting any value back for him for 2 years? You know, that's just my thoughts on it. Don Sweeney going back, you know, the easy one is the three first-round picks he swung and missed on. But the biggest thing, in my opinion, that he messed up on was Rick Nash over Ryan McDonough. If we had ever gotten Ryan McDonough at that year, who was traded to Tampa Bay a couple of days before Nash came here, we would have been solidified on defense, which is why we won the Cup in 11. We haven't been solidified on defense. Think of that defense we had back in 11. That defense was awesome.
Yep.
We missed out on that, and then he just trades all his first-round picks away, so we have nothing in the pipeline, and we're going to trust this guy to get draft picks and free agents. His free agents haven't been that great, and even when he brought in Bertuzzi and Orlov and Hathaway, he never keeps anyone.
Yeah,
why don't they get creative to figure out a way to keep people?
Bertuzzi ended up signing for less.
$4 million a year, I thought,
with Toronto, then he was being paid here. So listen, we'll see. It's it is a full rebuild.
Yep, that's it.
And the pressure is on. What's next, Shime?
Well, one of those guys that was traded, Greg, was Brandon Carlo. He spoke before his first game as a Toronto Maple Leaf. We can hear from Brandon Carlo.
Yeah, it's been crazy, obviously. For me, I'm just trying to settle in. The guys have been great to me so far. This first game will be fun to get out of the way. Just trying to play a simple game tonight and settle my feet in.
After so many years with the Bruins and after so many playoff games against the Maple Leafs, what was it like just a few moments ago in that dressing room putting on that jersey?
It's crazy, and I'm really excited. You can see the way that this team is trending. They've been a hard out in the playoffs every year, so I'm really excited to join this group and try and facilitate these very skilled offensive guys.
Okay, it's the end of an era.
Yeah,
with a lot of those guys.
Yeah,
but I mean, we were arguing about this during the 6 o'clock hour briefly. I mean, they really have not performed the way you would have liked them to perform when it came to the playoffs.
Right. No.
This group, this core group,
right?
And I guess I mean the core group of younger guys. Minus it's Bergeron, it's Patrice, and David Krejci.
Right.
Because, so
now the question
is Bergeron. It's Patrice.
Now the question just becomes, how long does it take this team to get back to the playoffs? And when they do get back to the playoffs, are they a team that people feels like are gonna make noise, or are they a team that is probably gonna be a one and done?
Well, I think now we know they're going to build around Pasta, but I think the next big piece besides building around him is getting a head coach that they're going to stick with. Like, it's not going to be up to the players to determine if they like their coach after a few games or half a season. Great and point. I've seen people on Twitch, I've seen Ryan just hung up on the phone being like, are you going to bow down to Rich Keefe now? If anything, and again, I respect Rich Keefe more than anybody else with scoops, but
you don't bow down to anybody.
But no, I do not. I do not. But when it comes, yes, of course, he's my king. But when it comes to the scoop that started this whole thing, like if anything, they were working on a deal with Brad Marchand. I don't think that there was any issue inside that dressing room between he and David Pastrnak. I don't think that there was like any big scandal going on. I don't think this proves anything. If there was a big issue with Brad Marchand, then they would be trying to get him out of here as quick as possible.
Yeah, not giving him an extra year. So,
I think Pasta is being honest when he's talking about the fact that he's lost three good friends. We could joke about it all we want. I just don't think that was the case.
Huh. Yeah.
This team's going nowhere, though. I mean, when you look at where they are, his team's going.
Oh, they'll be back in the playoffs. Not next year, but the year after.
How? Off of what?
Well, you have a great goaltender.
You have a great goaltender.
You don't have the issue that the goaltender had with the holdout or whatever.
Right.
McAvoy Lorai is a good young defensive quarter build around. Hampus Lindholm
is a turnover machine.
Yeah, he's like 22. He's going to get better.
You have
Kiki. Yep. There's a lot of potential there.
Shine must not be a real Bruins fan because he's a glass half full guy. You have goal scorer.
You said ass half full earlier.
Yeah, well, ass half full.
Yes.
You have one goal scorer.
Yeah, for now. Why I said you won't be back next year, but in 2027, you'll be back in the playoffs.
Lindholms.
Everybody makes the playoffs. You can easily get in as an 8 seed.
Well, you can't get in this year.
Well, yeah, because the team sucks this year.
Luke Sox fan in the Twitch chat is like, Greg, how can you say that with the way Swayman has been playing? Swayman has played above mid this season. Has he did not handle well the holdout. And you can either put that on him or you put it on the Bruins because they ended up paying him. They could have done that, you know, from jump and he would have been there throughout camp and whatever. But
you got 2.5 players that are above mid. You got Pasta, who's really good. Your goaltender, you know, he's good. Maybe he's not having a great year. And then
McAvoy.
But McAvoy is kind of like, which McAvoy are you going to get? Are you going to get Team USA McAvoy?
Yeah.
Or are you going to get the McAvoy that I feel like we kind of saw before the injury, who was just like, oh.
I just think there are a lot of issues with this team, which is why, again, like I think the contract negotiations plus the issues in the locker room were playing into why Swayman's been kind of bad at times. Mm-hmm. I think McAvoy was feeling the same way. Like, the only person
you can't say kind of bad at times because somebody in the Twitch chat is saying worst goalie in the league by
okay,
many
relax. he's not the worst goalie in the league. Stop. And then Pasta's just awesome because he just doesn't He isn't fazed by anything, and he just scores.
Yeah, but we know in hockey, one guy can't get it done. Look at how many years Ovechkin was.
No, you're absolutely right, Wiggy. You're 100% right in that regard. But I have confidence that Don Sweeney can find guys and bring them in.
Didn't we just have a guy call up and said Sweeney is clueless when it comes to draft picks? You know, he's missed on a ton of free agents. Now you have confidence in this
guy?
Has
he missed on a ton of free agents? Like, yes, I'll give you that the Zadorov-Lindholm
one doesn't
look
great. Where
do you
stand on Jake DeBrusk, for instance?
He was, he was a good player. He played on your top line for years. He wasn't great, but he was a good player. I mean, Pastrnak was a really good draft pick. McAvoy, really good draft pick. Carlo was a pretty good draft pick. Swayman was a pretty good. Like, you've made good draft picks over the years. Has it been a lot? No. But you've also haven't had an opportunity to pick at the top half of the first round very often.
This is Greg from Marshfield. Hey, Greg.
Hey, how you doing? Yeah, my girlfriend and her whole family is from Weymouth. Oh, she's heartbroken. You know, she's from a hockey family. Wait. You know, she still has two brothers that play in senior leagues. They used to stick her in net when she was a kid playing goalie. I mean, the whole town's in mourning.
She had
a miserable weekend.
But if Curtis were here, he'd say, "Why Weymouth? It should be Littleton that is very upset."
I think it's a Cushman.
That was. Littleton's Charlie Coyle, no longer a Boston Bruin.
Yep.
Sad.
He might win a cup, though.
Yes, he may win a cup.
Him or Marchand.
Yep. Marchand, that pick gets, if Marchand plays and they get to the second round?
No, they have to win two rounds of the playoffs,
then it
and Marchand has to play more than 25% of the games.
Then it becomes a first round pick.
Correct.
So there is light at the end of that tunnel. All right, what else?
Well, Jason Tatum, the best team in town, the Celtics, Tatum spoke after the game against the Lakers and was asked about his nickname.
Oh, okay.
And the nicknames that he likes. Here was Jason Tatum.
Okay. Depending on our relationship, you know, certain people call me different things. A lot of my friends do call me Taco, you know, Big Deuce. I've seen Portland tweeted out the anomaly.
You like that one?
I don't know. Big Deuce is cool.
Why Taco?
I know Taco Falls probably like, hey, step off.
I wouldn't mind Taco. I think I'd probably, if I were Jason Tatum, I'd prefer Big Deuce. Like Big Deuce.
But he said a lot of his friends call him Taco.
Yeah.
So I'd love.
Does that come from?
Does he love tacos?
Maybe.
Maybe he does.
You know.
Maybe Taco Tuesday is his thing.
I don't know. Something. I'd love to know.
I think that's a LeBron thing.
Yes.
I'd love to know where the origin story of that name came from. Taco.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. All right. Well,
my sub has bacon. I mean,
did the Curtspiracy lose any energy for you with the way that game went Saturday
night?
Well,
how were the ratings? When the ratings have gone through the roof for that
game?
I'm
sure the ratings were really good. I mean, I heard...
Taco Tuesday!
I heard from a very, very, very good source.
Mm-hmm.
I think this number will astound you. What the last four floor seats that were available for Saturday night went for.
Mm-hmm.
But would you like to guess?
The last four floor seats, I would probably...
Per ticket.
Per ticket, I would probably say $10,000.
Oh, yep. I would... More?
Yep.
Oh, I was going to say like $3,000.
I cannot believe this number. It's got to be somebody from Los Angeles with a ton of dough.
Oh, so you're talking about $50,000 a ticket.
$40,000 a ticket for those four, the last four floor seats. $160,000.
Yep. Well... Because all the Laker fans are probably like...
Can you imagine that?
No.
No.
And someone bought them?
Yes.
Yeah, but a rich dude from L.A. who's a Lakers fan is like, oh, we're back. I'll spend $50,000. Yeah. This is the finals matchup. And then after the first half, you kind of saw that the Celtics were far superior team.
That's too much.
It's a lot of money.
When you have too much money.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Is that it, Shine?
That'll do it today, Greg.
Okay, thank you. We will get to Courtney and to today's news coming up next.